I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 3-0 defeat at Dover. Alan, apparently January the 21st is statistically the most depressing day of the year, and I get the feeling you're not going to argue with me.
No, it's been awful, dear. I can't rant and rave anymore. I had to leave the players in there because I thought 1-11 for the first time since I had the job. I thought we threw in the towel. Me as well, I've got a lot to answer for myself because I kept the shape which I believed in would work, and you believe in players, you do, and I swore it would work. This thing, I've been getting a lot of praise the last two games because it has, and I shouldn't have played that team out there today, and that's my fault completely. So I think I've cocked up, to be honest. I said to Hamzy and Tyler this morning that this is what we should do, and we'll frustrate them a little bit, but I got warned not against it, and the players, 1-11, I really think they let the club down. I'm gutted for the supporters. The supporters travelled all the way down here today, and they were singing in the first half, and I'm devastated for them as well. And obviously, I know I've been getting a bit stick off one or two, and I think I deserve it at the minute, and I feel as though I let myself down. I feel as though I've let the club down as well, and I think the players let the club down massively.
Do you think, having played Tooting and Dover twice recently, that we've been comprehensively beaten here by the league champions?
I don't know. I think anybody, to be honest, we look like a bottom two side today, and I think anybody could have beat with today. And make you see, I made one or two little changes here and there, and look, so the lads had been on the lash all weekend. That's how what me and Hamzy fought. And when you play for a club like King Stirling, Mark Anderson's just put a magic coach on for what to come down here, and we've got the food and we've got everything right, and you know, and I just feel good for everybody at the club, and I think the love is down to me.
How much does it say about the team, do you think, when we've got beaten 3-0, but Luke Garrard was probably the man of the match? It could have been 5 or 6 without him.
He made a mistake for a second goal, he did, and he made a couple of good saves in the second half, but I think in their third goal it was something like 15, 16 passes round about the pitch, and a great strike, to be honest. And you know, I've never had that in my teams. I've never ever had people who do compete and get in people's faces and start batting around, and I'm absolutely devastated. I'm absolutely devastated, I really am.
As you say, their third goal, in fairness, it was a great team move, but we did seem to stand around and just watch them ping it around the park. No one seemed to compete for it.
That was a problem all day. Even had it been nil and a half time, I thought the competing was terrible. And that's what I'm good about, because I accept the bottom casuals a little bit because you think it's a bad day at the office and all that. But when you don't compete and you haven't got any fire in your belly, and I'm looking at, I haven't got a leader out there, and I haven't got anybody pushing on, and I've got to look at myself as well, because you know, it wasn't good enough all round. And for, like you say, a club like Kingston to come here and get beat up and get, you know, I'm really massively disappointed.
Following on from Saturday's game, where we looked such a different side, where was the hunger tonight, the passion,
exactly,
the desire in the players?
And that's where it's got to come down to me, Sam, because I put the wrong team out. I should have went with my instinct and put a different side out, and you know, and I didn't. I thought that this would work, I really did. And so if you believe in something and all that, and it doesn't work, you've got to take it on, you know, on yourself. Like, I don't know, I can't go through it, because you can never say it to me that anybody done. You said Luke Gerrard, and that's fair enough, but did anybody do what? You can't say anybody. You don't come to get beat 3-0. The back four had only two to mark, to be honest, and we still concede. The Widens is not worth talking about, to be honest. And midfield, I took three midfield players off, and that tells you all. And I could have took anybody off. I feel sorry for Dan Summers, and I feel sorry for young Suti, who didn't get a sniff tonight. And you know, I'll let you see that, and I only apologise to the supporters and the chairman and the people alike, because it was unacceptable.
Do you think the problems lay solely in defence, though? I mean, up front, we didn't have our first shot on target till injury time.
Exactly. Oh, no, I'm not saying it's all over. I can honestly see it, every man jack, and I'm pointing the Hamzy here. And I took it, I learned a lot about the players, I learned a lot about the teams, because if we are going to challenge for a playoffs, which I still think we'll get in the playoffs, to be honest, we're going to have to play a game like this. And Hamzy made a good point. We went to watch last season, Hastings against Tooting Mitcham. In fact, we put that side up there, it gets battered. And we've got to go up quick. And I just felt that we looked heavy legged. I thought we looked, you know, didn't look sharp. And I'll let you see what the players, you know, if the players have been out on Saturday night and Sunday, then have let me right down, and I can't prove that or nothing like that, but I would just like to see if they have, and you all listen to this, I think they've let the club right down, to be honest.
They say that you learn more about your team in defeat than you do in victory. Have you learnt a lot more tonight than you did after Saturday's game?
Without a doubt, anybody can go, not need disrespect to Chipstead, but that's just a result, and Chips had a few players out as well. I've learned a hell of a lot about myself and the team tonight, to be honest. One thing I have learnt is about trust, and I trust in my players, and I wish I never tonight.
you mentioned earlier that you feel like you've let the supporters down. Yep. Obviously, there's a fairly sizable number of case supporters here, considering it was a fair distance and on a Monday night. Yep. Do the players feel they've let the supporters down, more importantly, rather than you, Mark?
I don't know, and I've always said I hear it when I walk off and they've got the shin pads off and they're lying on the ground. And I look at them in the dressing room and they're quiet in there, but that's an act, man. It's all an act, you know, like, you know. You show how much you care when you're on the pitch. And if you have a bad game, you accept it, and supporters will accept it because they see people running around, chasing, and there's nothing better. Supporters love a tryer. When they come, I'm not having all this, all you ever do care, because obviously they do it because the way we have just played there and without any passion whatsoever, when the case top of this massive football club we've got here and the support we had down here, it's unthinkable. But I work hard at my job and I'll wake up tomorrow morning. I've been in the job a year, yesterday it was, and I'll wake up tomorrow morning and I'll work my socks off in the job because I love the job and I really want to do well for the club, and it'll not be with some of them players, I'll tell you that now.
But as far as you're concerned, despite this setback, we can still challenge for the playoffs.
We'll be in the playoffs, yeah. If we're not, I think we'll, like I say, I'll see it again, I'll put pressure on myself. But doing get in the playoffs, then it's unthinkable, to be honest, for a club this size and the league, what it is. And but yeah, we played the champions, like I'm saying, it took the mission to play, but remember, we had battered with 3-0 as well, to be honest. So maybe, certainly we've got a lot to do to catch up with that.